Okay, so this is gonna be my second take with a terrible British accent. Alright, and 3, 2, 1. Psst! Psst! Oi! You, over there! I need your help. Can you come over here right quick? Do you happen to know where the cleaning supplies are? You know, for when someone hypothetically needs to clean something up. Can't be in the caretaker's room, can it? Because I've tried, and it's locked. Bloody hell. What happened? Well, let's just say, hypothetically, someone made a mess in the hallway and would like to clean it up before Peeves or Phipps catches wind of it. Literally, catches wind of it. Hypothetically, of course. Make it vanish? You mean by cleaning it up, right? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me there's a vanishing spell for bodily fluids? Hogwash. I'm in my 8th year at Hogwarts, and no one's ever told me that. Yes, I want you to cast that spell for me. Yes, I want you to cast that spell for me, and maybe you can teach it to me too. Yes, I want you to cast that spell for me, and maybe you can teach it to me too. I'll fill you in on the details as we walk. Fuck, it's hard to do a British accent, even a bad one. I'll fill you in on the details as we walk there, okay? Oh my god, what the fuck? I'll fill you in on the details as we walk there, okay? Holy shit, what? How do British people say okay? Okay? No, that's stupid. Okay? I'm gonna be real with you guys here. I listened to a YouTube video of Hermione, her best lines in all of the movies, just to try to do this semi-decently. And it didn't stick. Okay. I'll fill you in on the details as we walk there, okay? Oh my god. I can't do this line. I just can't do this line. I'll fill you in on... Okay, no. I'll fill you in on the details as we walk there, okay? 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 Okay, that's how I'm gonna do it. Okay? What if I just did it in that voice?
I'll fill you in on the details as we walk there, okay?
Oh my god. This is ridiculous. I'll fill you in on the details as we walk there, okay? Okay? God, I can't. Okay. No, I'm not even gonna say okay. Maybe alright would be better. I'll fill you in on the details as we walk there. I? I'll fill you in on the details as we walk there. Alright? Okay, I'm gonna do it like that. Alright? I'll fill you in on the details as we walk there. Alright? I'm gonna have to make bloopers. Because I can't say this line. I'll fill you in on the details as we walk there, alright?
I get it. Everyone calls me the Dolorous Dame because I'm the first person to get held back at Hogwarts in over a century. It's not my fault or anything. The newts are just very hard is all. Hard.
How do British people say hard? It's very hard. It's very hard. No, hard. Shit. This isn't happening.
I get it. Everyone calls me the Dolorous Dame because I'm the first person to be held back at Hogwarts in over a century. It's not my fault or anything. The newts are just very hard is all. The owls were too, for that matter. Anyway, I was studying really hard at the library, and I just really had to go. The food here never really cooperates with me. Guys, I can't. Okay. The food here never really cooperates. The food here never really cooperates with me. Okay. Anyway, I was studying really hard at the library. I just really had to go. The food here never really cooperates with me. All that mutton and pumpkin juice. Pumpkin juice is a diuretic, you know, like coffee. Always prefer tea myself. Tea and crumpets, that's me. So, to make things brief, I couldn't make it to the bathroom in time and just kind of, you know, relieve myself over there. I am a person who poops, after all. It's not like they ever taught us that vanishing spell in the first place. What's a 19-year-old witch to do other than what her Muggle parents taught her? Her Muggle parents. Shh! Stop laughing! You'll get Peeves or Fitz's attention and I'll be done for. Just cast that vanishing spell for me, please. I don't know what I can offer you in return. Aren't your parents well off? Of course they are. Of course you Slytherins are all prim and proper. Bloody hell. Well, you turn 18 over the summer, right?
Right? Alright, man. Alright.
I may have something I can offer you. It's a Muggle trick that I learned over the summer. Here's a little demonstration. So you're So you're a shy Slytherin now, You've never had a bird touch you there before, have you? Seems like it's something you city geezers don't learn enough about.
Does anyone actually use geezer? I was watching The Circle on C4. Not actually on C4, because I'm American and they don't let you watch C4 in America. But they kept calling guys geezers, and in America you call old men geezers, like, oh, you old geezer, like a really old guy. So I thought that was really funny that they call guys geezers. Alright.
Seems like it's something you city geezers don't learn enough about. If you want me to keep going, you're going to have to make my, accident disappear. You're also going to have to teach me that vanishing spell. And then you're going to have to help me pass the newts. What do you think about that? Evanesco, huh? I think I slept through that lesson. At least the part where Flitwick said it could be used to make shite disappear. Well, that was fast. I guess I got my answer. Brilliant. Here, follow me. I know a quiet corner of Hogwarts where we can talk. Do you like looking at a witch's blouse as she walks ahead of you? Oh no, it looks like I dropped my wand. It's not much further. In fact, it's just over there. Don't worry, I don't think anyone's awake right now. They'd be fucking mad if they were. I see my teasing has gotten your attention. I'm just going to slip your trousers off, all right?
All right, all right, crikey.
Crikey. God, that's... I guess they do say crikey in the UK.
Crikey!
Okay.
Oh my. Your cock is certainly larger than most. That's what Muggles call it, a cock. And you've got a big one. It's a good thing that you're so sheltered, or else you destroy Gryffindor House. No, it's not a bad thing. Really, the worst thing that could happen is if a poor, naive Hufflepuff mistakes it for a broomstick and tries to ride it. Yes, I am a Hufflepuff, but I know full well what I'm doing. Hufflepuffs are particularly great finders. Your cock is much bigger than a wand already. I'm going to need 2 hands for you. How about you just slither into my mouth?
I'm not going to do the sucking sounds. Because this is just, like, a shit post that no one will listen to. And I don't feel like editing it, so, yeah.
It feels good, doesn't it? Thanks, I've been practicing. There's been a Ravenclaw boy or two. You're my first Slytherin, though. And you're a lot to handle. I haven't even showed you that muggle trick I talked about earlier. As a thank you for making my little accident disappear, I can make your broomstick disappear too.
I need a burp. Okay, I didn't burp. I stifled it.
I was close, but you've... Fuck. I've never been with someone as big as you, but you know us Hufflepuff girls, we'll just keep trying.
I burped.
I'm getting closer. I may not be the head girl, but I can be your head girl.
Giggle. I don't feel like giggling anymore. It sounds so fake. Okay, there we go. There's a giggle.
I told you I can make your big cock vanish. I need to give my throat a break. Besides, this wasn't the only muggle trick that I learned last summer.
Last summer.
Nope. I know how you Slytherin boys can be. I won't show you those tricks unless you fulfill your end of the bargain.
Bargain.
One of my Muggle friends... Muggle? No one says Muggle. A Muggle?
No.
One of my Muggle friends told me that... Muggles. Oh, dirty Muggles. One of my Muggle friends... One of my non-magical friends told me that you can tell when a boy's getting close because he starts thinking irrationally.
Irrationally.
And I just thought about how right she was. Don't worry, my new Slytherin friend. You'll know. And when you do, be sure to keep that big old thing in my mouth, okay? They don't teach us this at Hogwarts, but you see those two fellas over here? You just emptied them into my mouth. You tasted horrible. Horrible. You tasted horrible.
Trying to channel my inner Hermione.
You tasted horrible.
No, fuck, that was the worst Hermione impression ever.
You tasted horrible. It's probably your diet, so there's still hope for you yet. What did you expect? I would never lie to you. I meant everything I said. In fact, I think you owe me a lesson on vanishing spells now. I made your big cock disappear, and I made your cum disappear as well. So, fair is fair, and now you're going to have to teach me how to make my poop disappear too.